This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The holidays are upon us, and that season always opens a season of brain racking for meaningful gifts. Daniel Pinkwater, our ambassador to the world of children's literature, has two lovely suggestions for any children who might be on your list. He joins us from his home in the Hudson River Valley. Daniel, thanks for being with us.
Scott, it is my great pleasure to be with you.
Now, I'm really looking forward. Well, you've got a couple books, as we note, but this first one is a first for us, I believe, a book with no words.
I thought, since we employ and are expert in the medium of radio, what I should do is bring in something which has no words in it so that we're completely made fools of.
All right, even more so than usual.
Yes,
the book is called The Yellow Umbrella. It's by Jai Suliu. And
this book, which has no words, comes with a CD. Now, as bad as many children's books are, I protect you from those. The kiddie music is Shreklish, as a rule. So I delayed playing it, but then I played the CD that came with the book Yellow Umbrella. Guess what? It's actual music.
And it's meant to be played along with flipping through the book.
It is. Now, I have to tell you, I've seen some other stuff coming from Korea. They're taking culture seriously. They produce some really nice children's books, some really nice illustration. This is stuff that I could live with. The paintings are paintings. The music is music. And yet it's quite accessible to someone who might have a limited frame of reference that would be a child.
Well, let's... I'm not sure, read through it.
Well, let's tell it.
Let's tell the story.
Tell the book. Do you want to tell page one?
Sure. A yellow umbrella open on a street out in front of a house. That's what we see.
The next page, the same street it seems. A little further down, yellow umbrella meets blue umbrella.
The yellow and blue umbrella walk on together, and a red umbrella comes down a side street. There are many more buildings now.
Crossing a little body of water with raindrops falling upon it, they are joined by a green umbrella, all seen from overhead.
Then, overhead, there's a violet umbrella, the green umbrella, the yellow umbrella, the red umbrella, the blue umbrella, and there's... They're around a merry-go-round and a swing set and a seesaw.
Joined by a pink umbrella, they pass by a fountain.
And you see a drop in the fountain. Next page. Ah. Umbrellas down the stairs. Green, blue, violet, red, a pink umbrella now, yellow.
Bunch of umbrellas waiting to get on the express commuter train.
Orange umbrella has joined them. Then, umbrellas in between two buildings.
They're blue, downtown.
They're downtown. Blue, pink, yellow, blue. Kind of a seafoam green, violet, orange, pink. What a riot of umbrellas is beginning to take place.
Crossing the street in the crosswalk, the gang of umbrellas. Cars are stopped as they cross.
The next page, it's like a garden. Green, pink, blue, red, orange, pink, yellow, blue, green, red, orange, blue. One umbrella after another, They're nestled between trees. They seem to be walking over an open part of the field, and there are trees on either side, probably a city park.
Nothing but umbrellas. Double page spread. Umbrellas, 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 umbrellas.
And then the next page, for the first time, the scene isn't overhead, it's on the side. And you see that the umbrellas, which really do look like they're the petals of flowers that have opened, all have a set of legs underneath. Their kids seem to be kids because they're wearing galoshes. They're wearing rain shoes, orange rain shoes, brown rain shoes, purple rain shoes.
And they're short. And the last page is a little sort of farewell picture, all the umbrellas in the umbrella stand, the school umbrella stand, all the umbrellas now furled, dripping. It's the story of a rainy morning in Korea. The kids take their umbrellas and go off to school.
I like that very much. It's Yellow Umbrella by Jae Soo Liu, and the music that we were listening to, also Dong Il-shin. And we have a second today.
This book also celebrates morning. Mm-hmm. A different morning. We had a rainy morning. This is a sunny one. Mm-hmm. It's called Another Perfect Day, written and illustrated by Ross McDonald, the publisher, Roaring Brook Press. Scott, do you want to delve into it with me?
Sure, and we should explain, the illustrations look like something almost out of a Superman comic.
Maybe you remember having seen beautiful Superman animated cartoons of the period. They're very rich. They just beat everything. Hmm. And this is a little like them. Sure enough, it's got that 1940s feeling, and we see a muscle-bound guy stretching, waking up in bed, and the sun is shining in a kind of circular window. He's wearing his pajamas. He's stretching. The morning sun came streaming through Jack's bedroom window, the text reads.
Then the next page, he's in this muscular guy's in a cannon. He got up and looked out, and he says,
"Ah, another perfect day."
Got dressed.
Then he shot out of the cannon and into Scott. This is the iconical big blue suit. All my male relatives in this period had big suits, yeah. Although theirs went with usually two-tone shoes, a necktie with a painting of a palm tree on it, and a revolver in a shoulder holster, but still big suits that men used to wear mid-20th century. Mm-hmm. I wish I had one.
Slipping into that suit, and then it picks up and went out.
And he's in one of these racing planes from the 30s, the kind that are sort of all engine, and the pilot is sitting in an open cockpit way back. It turns out he's living in a circus tent. He bursts out of the circus tent flying this little racing plane.
Hmm. He stopped to help out here.
Beats up an extraterrestrial space invader.
Yeah, take that, E.T.
And in this picture, Scott, this little kid looking at him out a window, a kid in pajamas identical to the ones that Jack, our hero, woke up in.
But by now he was running late, so he caught the train, he catches it, doesn't he?
It's falling off of a trestle, he catches it. And then he goes to work as the chief flavor tester of the world's best ice cream company.
And Jack the man says, "This is turning out to be my most perfect day yet."
But just then, when he thought things couldn't possibly get any better, they didn't.
Suddenly he's wearing
a
pink baby dress, it must be said.
And he's got a rattle in his head.
Oh, gosh.
He goes to get on his plane to go home and has changed into a tricycle.
Yeah, but he says he went to get his plane, but it looked a little funny. And then Jack says, "Huh? But I don't get it. Why are all these terrible things happening? What happened to my perfect day?"
Here's the little kid who's been peeking around corners at him all along, and he says, "You didn't wake up yet."
And Jack says, "Eek!"
Yeah, Jack is getting a little messed up, and then he gets it. We've already gotten it a few pages ago. "That's it. This is all a bad dream. I've got to wake up quick."
So Jack tried everything, splashing water on his face. He turns a water hose on his face.
An alarm clock. He sticks his head into a giant alarm clock.
And then Jack, muscle-bound Jack, says, "It's no use. I can't wake up." And then young Jack says,
"That's because you're doing it all wrong. First, you've got to close your eyes and think about the sunlight starting to come in your window.
And the sound of birds. And the smell of breakfast being made." And sure enough,
when Jack tried it, he woke up.
And then from offstage, just a cartoon balloon snaking up the stairs, you hear probably a mother or father's voice going, "Wake up, Jack!"
And out the window, you see the sun coming up and the golden light everywhere. And then the last picture of all,
Jack running outside, holding his airplane. That airplane now, just another toy, and the steeple and the rooster, the weather vane rooster on top of the steeple.
Now, Scott, I think this will be appealing to a modern kid.
Mm-hmm.
It's so evocative for me of age 5 waking up on a beautiful June morning. And I think that some grandparents may have a lot of fun reading this to children and explaining to them that this is how the world once looked and how it once looked to me. I think it's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Ross McDonald, Another Perfect Day.
Daniel, thanks for bringing them both to our attention.
These are nice books. They make good presents, and it was fun to look at them with you.
Well, thank you, Daniel.
Thank you, Scott.
Another Perfect Day by Ross McDonald and The Yellow Umbrella by Jai Suliu, and it's published by Kane Miller Books. Daniel Pinkwater is the author of many fine books for children and for adults, and he's a fine fellow himself. He's just newly revised a book that he and his wife Jill Pinkwater wrote called Super Puppy, and I guess it's a training manual. It's published by Clarion Books. That's a division of Houghton Mifflin.